Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to TAFSA to TAFSA Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about giving back to receive. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. Now, ordinarily, what I do is talk about academic strategies and ways that you can get yourself prepared to have the best semester possible for your first year in college. However, tonight I'm going to go a little bit off track and talk about service. Today is the day we observe the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And to honor his life and work, I want to talk about service and the ways that you as a young college student can do things that make a difference. Now, while Dr. King gave his life to fight for human rights, we don't have to be as well known or as grand in our gestures as he was to make a difference. We don't have to be part of an organized movement or, you know, have videos and things that go viral in order to do something meaningful. Giving back is something that you do from the heart. Those are the things that you do every day. Sometimes, because of our nature, we give back without even knowing it. But sometimes we make a very conscious and concerted effort. And when you do that, you can always make a difference. Now, it doesn't really matter what you do as long as you do something, the same way that I talk about classes, right? But when you think about giving back, each of us has something to give. And we may not always want to think about our something in terms of talents and what am I good at doing. Sometimes the thing that you have to give is very simple depending on the needs of the person to whom you are giving it. So when it comes to different types of organizations in your community, you can give through your time. You can give through companionship with others. For instance, if we're talking about going to an assisted living facility for senior citizens, you can help people with their grocery shopping. You can work with food banks or food pantries to donate. You can do voter registration. You can do blood drives. You can help out at a public library. You can read at the elementary schools to children or all types of different things. So there are things that you can do that don't take much of your time, but they make a very big difference to someone else. And when we're talking about things that we can do, you also don't have to do things through any type of organization or group or society. There are things that we can do within our own small circles to give back. I mean, we all have families, we have grandparents, we have relatives, we have people in our lives every single day who need help, and sometimes they just need someone to talk to them or to listen to them. So when you look at your family, think about the people in your family who could benefit from having somebody visit just to maybe watch a TV show or play cards with them, someone who wouldn't mind being driven to the grocery store instead of driving themselves, you know, cutting some grass, helping someone do something in their garden. There are so many ways that we can give back to others that I don't think we should overlook those, because a lot of times I think what we do is try to concentrate on the grand gestures. And those grand gestures are wonderful, but that's not who all of us are. You know, some of us don't want a lot of fanfare when we do things, and some of us don't mind being seen, but there are other people who just want to do the work. So depending on who you are, you may scale up or scale back your service. But no matter what, there are always places where you can give in every facet of your life. You can give to your family. You can give to any societies to which you belong. You can give to your church or religious group. Maybe if you're part of a political group, you can do that. There are small things that make a big difference in the grand scheme of things, because in one way or another, it helps when we take care of each other. And it doesn't have to be something that's going to make headlines or front page news. There are lots of ways that we can give of ourselves in a way that people will appreciate it. So as you look around your life and your college life, look at what the needs are in the community where you now live. Some of you are in college in your hometown, so you're very familiar with what's going on there. And some of you are in college in places where you've never been before. Take some time, look around, see what the needs are, and the standards are always the phone banks, the food banks. You can make phone calls for different organizations, particularly if they're trying to raise money. You can read at elementary schools. You can go to the library and inspect books, all types of things. And then there are things on campus that you can do, of course. You know, most organizations have some type of service that they put together, and then some larger institutions actually have a center for service and service learning. So look around so that you can become part of the fabric of the place where you're going to spend some formative years of your life. I mean, there are going to be a lot of experiences that you have at school, and you want to make sure that not only are you a better person when you graduate than you were when you started, but also try to work to make your community a little bit better as well. Because if each of us do that on a small, small scale, we can make a very big difference on a large scale. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to cut tonight's episode a little bit short because I want to talk a little bit about somebody who meant a lot to me. Carol E. Flynn Malloy is a math educator that I met during my doctoral program at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She was a wonderful woman who passed this weekend, and the world of math education will never be the same without her. In addition to the lives that she touched over the years, she taught for years in Wisconsin. She taught for years in North Carolina on the college level, and she has touched so many lives through all of her work that in some way she's always going to be here. She was my personal mentor, my advisor. She came to be my friend, part-time mom, and most importantly, she was an inspiration. She and her husband were really, really good to me, and I'm going to miss her. But to honor who she was and who she expected me to be, I will give you all my best every Monday. So I hope that you will join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time so we can continue to focus on what is important for helping you to be the best college freshman you can possibly be. Now, let's get college ready.